our council meetings are audio recorded. I declare the meeting open at 5:30. The Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of the land, Southern Yamatji people, and their continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders past, present and emerging. Record of attendance for councillors is we have two councillors with an apology. There's no leaves of absence. I would also just, on this record of attendance, like to welcome the Teach, Learn, Grow participants. I was going to say students, but you're not students, you're maybe students. Teach, Learn, Grow participants. Welcome to Shire of Three Springs for our June meeting. We'll have a chat after the formal meeting is closed. And we also have a couple of residents here. Welcome to our meeting. Response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Public question time. Any public question time?
I'm just interested to know, with the housing shortage so bad in Three Springs, I believe there's a 5x2 bedroom on the other side of town that's Shire owned that's not been used for 8 months. I could be wrong, I'm just going on what's being said around town.
Yes, there is a 5x2, no, there's a 5x1. Right. It's a 5x1 bedroom on Williamson Street, 89 Williamson. It was last used by a staff member in February, March. We have plans for that house. We actually have four or five vacancies, staffing vacancies.
Yep.
So we'll be needing that house for the staff when we appoint some staff into it.
Awesome. It was just
the
fact that it was left vacant for so long and it was like, well.
It's an ongoing staff issue, basically filling the roles in the administration. And that house has been kept to the side for being a successful applicant to come on board.
Good to hear.
Applications for leave of absence. Anyone requiring a leave of absence for July, the 23rd of July? All going to be here. Confirmation of previous meeting minutes for the ordinary council meeting on the 28th of May. And also for the special council meeting, which was the 12th of June. I'm happy to move those two as they are. No, someone second them. Councillor Enor, thank you. And if no dissent, we will pass that at 5-0, thank you. Announcements by presiding persons without discussion, that's myself. Just to let you know that you're cautioned against taking any action on the council's decision until they have been verified or in writing by Shire staff. And we have a list of meetings, functions and events attended by the councillors in the month of May. Petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. Nil. Moving on to item 10.1, which is the Midwest Rail Freight Route project update. It is officer's recommendation that council notes the update for the Midwest Grain Freight Route projects, and the Manager of Infrastructure will provide another report to the July OCM. Could I have someone move that recommendation? Councillor Norton, thank you. Councillor Eva, seconding. Thank you. Any questions or anything you want to direct?
Couple.
Yep.
Is that of vegetation that's holding things up? Do we have an estimated time when that might come back from Dummett or it is?
No, so we have applied for the permits as of now. We have done the investigations and we have done the vegetation reports from the consultant side. Hopefully by September, October, we might get the permits. And now, for what I understand from the government, it could come within 6 months or 1 year. Yeah. And probably the result might be not to proceed, because there are some flora and fauna on certain spots. So if the result is negative, probably we'll avoid those areas and we'll continue with the other sections.
So that might be held up by a year?
No, so what I have done is, I have instructed the consultant and contractor to reduce the shoulder works on that particular area so that we don't have any obstructions. So it's actually 8 meters sealed road, and plus 1.5 meter shoulder. that 1.5 will be reduced to 0.5 in certain locations. So we don't actually need to take out the vegetation in those areas. You might have seen on the way from Perth to Three Springs, there are some areas where the shoulder is very less, 0.4 or 0.3. That's because those areas where we have heavy vegetations or flora and fauna, which is species which can be touched. So in that area, we won't touch vegetation. The rest areas will clear out as accordingly.
One more. With the contractor that's doing the work, do we withhold 10% of their total fee for a year as insurance and warranty for the work?
So we release 50% of the bond as per the sections we have finished. So we got four sections as per our project, let's say four stages. They have completed two stages, SP3 and SP4. So we release 50% once when they finish the section. The rest 50% will be holder and will release only after 12 months. So there is a DAP for 12 months, yes.
Okay. So we have a warranty?
Yes, cool.
My question was just relating to demobilisation. Is that still on track for 30th of June or not?
Demobilised today, actually. The road is open.
Road's open.
Yeah.
Facebook page today.
Yeah.
So that stage two is finished?
Stage two is finished. Stage three will commence in September.
Can I ask a wee question about the, you say the inner ring road, not sure what number that is, inner ring road is complete?
Yes.
Who is responsible for the re-erection of road signs?
It's if we have removed the signs from the road by RDS contract, they will fix it back.
Mm-hmm.
If those signs are not there, then that's the scope of the Shire to fix it.
The signs are there, they're actually just lying in the ditch at the moment. So.
Okay, so then we have to fix that. It's
it wasn't
RDH.
Okay, yeah. Okay. There's a couple out there that need re-erection. Okay, any other questions? Okay, we will have a show of hands to pass that motion, please. At 5, thank you. Item 10.2 is the monthly financial report period ending 31st of May. Officer's recommendations that Council accepts the monthly financial report for period ending 31st of May. Can I have someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Thornton, Councillor Evans, thank you. Councillor Norton,
nothing.
No dissent. We'll pass that at 5. Thank you. Item 10.3, accounts for payments for the 30th of April 2025. And this was because we had an issue with last month's accounts for payments ending of April. So it is the officer's recommendation that council accept the, as it is written there, for the total payment for April, $483,958.93. Someone move that. Councillor Eva, thank you. Councillor Mata seconding. Councillor Eva, will be dubbed.
Too late.
Yeah.
Better late than never.
No. No dissent. We'll pass that at 5 as well. And moving on to our most recent accounts for payment, 31st of May 2025. Officer's recommendation, as is written there, with a total payment for May of $487,306.51. Can I have someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Eva, thank you. Thank you very much. Councillor Enor, any queries, comments? All good. Thank you. All right, no dissent, passing at 5. Item number 11 is motions for which previous notice has been given, which is nil. Business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of meeting for elected members is nil, and for staff we'll have two late items to be presented. 2.1, which is the CEO recruitment commencement of process and engagement of specialist services, 24th of June, and 12.2.2, which is the DCEO amendment to the delegation register. Can I have someone move that we accept both of these as a late item, please? Councillor Mutter, thank you. Councillor Emma, thank you. No issue, passing that at 5. So we now talk to item 12.2.1. CEO recruitment, commencement of the process and engagement of the specialist services. Officer's recommendation and our resolution is that council resolves to commence the recruitment process for a new chief executive officer in accordance with the Local Government Act of 95 and the Local Government Administration Regulation of 96. We authorise the chief executive officer to engage a suitable recruitment specialist who will be called the recruitment consultant and independent facilitator, and authorise the chief executive officer to initiate the process of seeking expressions of interest for the role of the independent panel member, and to present a further report recommending the appointment of a preferred independent panel member. Moving, please. Thank you, Councillor Mutter. Councillor Eva, thank you. Councillor Mutter. No, I just will say that this was on the recommendation of our discussion last month to get the process moving rather than wait for a new council to be appointed come October. Well, not necessarily a new council, but new councillors. No, it'll be a new council come October. So, can I have a show of hands to move that record? Thank you. Five. Item 12.2.2 is the amendment to the delegation register. This is by an absolute majority. It is the recommendation and council resolution that council endorses the amended delegation CS002, which is payments from municipal fund and trust fund as presented, authorise the inclusion of the CEO, the Deputy CEO, Finance Officer and Assistant Finance Officer as eligible signatories for all payments, any two authorised officers to jointly approve each payment, whether by cheque or EFT, except that the signatures cannot be the Finance Officer and the Assistant Finance Officer together unless the CEO and DCO are unavailable. In such cases, prior approval must be obtained from the CEO or DCO with retrospective co-signing upon their return. Note that all other terms and conditions of the delegation register remain unchanged. Can I have someone move that? Thank you, Councillor Mutter and Councillor Eva. And before we vote on it, I'll just ask the acting CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. We have to upload files for payroll and creditors' files. The person that uploads cannot sign off on it. There are three people in the office. So if we have a finance officer uploading payroll, the assistant finance officer and myself will be able to sign off on the payment and we will supply the same again. Okay?
No issue, it's just a safety check.
Yep.
Can I have a show of hands to move that to recommendation, please? That is at five. Item 13, questions by members without notice. Nil. Questions by members due notice have been given. It's nil. Time and date of our next meeting will be Wednesday the 23rd of July at 5:30. There is no confidential items. Meeting shall be closed at 5:30. 42.
Quick.